We dealt with eternal life as residing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We dealt with the elevated position and possession of the people of God as we anticipate our high and holy and privileged relationship to God through His Son. And now I come from the other direction to talk about the futility of life lived in a sinful world, frail, fleeting, transitory, finding only its ultimate fulfillment in a right relationship with God. I draw your attention to the book of Ecclesiastes. Follow with me, please. We began with Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and read verses 1 and 2 for an introduction. The words of Koheleth, the preacher, the philosopher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And now to chapter 12. Reading verses 1 through 8. And then verses 13 and 14. And remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders shall cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and all of the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel be broken at the cistern. Then shall dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith Koheleth. All is vanity. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. It is thought by many that Solomon the king wrote the book of Proverbs in his early reign. And he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes in his old age, having witnessed by experience and observation the futility of life lived without reference to God. The theme of Ecclesiastes, a very short book, is vanity of vanities, all is vanity, saith Koheleth. Koheleth means preacher or philosopher, one who addressed the assemblies of the wise men. In this short book, the term vanity, hebel in the Hebrew, means empty, frail, fleeting, futile. It occurs 30 times in this short book. The Septuagint, the Greek Old Testament, uses the term mataiotes. It means futile, not kene, empty, but rather futile. After tracing the utter futility of human life from every aspect, Solomon brings the book to the conclusion. Life is utterly futile apart from God and His truth. But with a view to God and His truth, life can be full and glorifying to God. This is graduation time. We have in our congregation one student graduating from middle school, one student graduating from high school, two students graduating from college, and three students graduating from seminary. So I trust that the words spoken this morning might be appropriate. I'm going to gather my remarks from the text with three looks: a look upward, a look forward, and a look inward. A look upward, a look for direction from verse 1, and remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. A look forward in verses 1 through 8, a look of expectation. This life is transitory, and before you realize it, if you live long enough, you will be looking toward old age and death. And finally, a look inward, a look of inspection. We may prepare spiritually for the realities of life and that which lies beyond. That is the judgment. And we can stand before God with a good conscience, having invested our lives in His kingdom and reaping and realizing our reward, rather than coming to judgment utterly unprepared. First then, a look upward, and remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. We note first of all that we must disregard the chapter division at this point. Chapter divisions in our English Bible are the products of the 12th century. The Bible was written in paragraphs. And in the Hebrew Old Testament, there's a paragraph heading at every paragraph. This starts, chapter 12, verse 1, with the conjunction "and" in the Hebrew. The real beginning is in chapter 11, verse 9, which I will read. "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity, and remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." We are speaking primarily to graduates, but also to all of us. Some are graduates and still in the midst of their school years. Our early life in this society is largely determined by our pursuit of education. Grammar school, middle school, high school, and for many, college, graduate school, and onward. We're under tutors and under teachers, and we slowly slip away from the family and the parents into the world of adulthood, pursuing a career, trying to realize our potential. We are allegedly, through education, prepared for life. And yet we are to remember our Creator in the days of our youth. This is especially true in a secularized society when our education, unless it be Bible college and seminary, is secular by nature. We should remember then the great necessary imperative and remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Do not let the things of this life, they may be new, they may be exciting, they may be demanding, they may capture your energies and your thoughts. Do not let them take you away from the truth and reality of God Almighty. In keeping to your purpose in life, keep remembering God. It is a present imperative in the Hebrew text. And keep remembering God, the great imperative of life. Let not your pursuit of a career keep you from remembering and keeping God in your thoughts. The best preparation for the future is a right relationship with God and with the Lord Jesus Christ in faith. God and His Word must be the determining factor. A life lived in a right relationship with God through His Word is never lost, never squandered, never disappointing, but always greatly rewarding and will be not only in this life, but in the life to come. Now we look in the second place to a look forward in verses 1 through 8. We mark that our lives may be wasted in futility or lost in sinfulness without the preventative and blessing of true godliness. We have on our money a motto, "In God we trust." Someone sagely remarked years ago that it should be, "In this God we trust," referring to money. And there are many who will worship the dollar. Many who will give their entire lives to get ahead, to be better than others, to have the successful career, to gather power and property and a name, degrees, notoriety. And this is all the world has to offer, and it is transient. I will say this, however, and I must. Do not let morbid thoughts about the distant future discourage you. If you live long enough, yes, you will have the infirmities of old age and you will experience death unless God deals with you sooner than that. Enjoy your youth. Enjoy your health. Enjoy your energies and seek and fulfill your potential. But do not forget God. Beware then of the seduction of the world and the deceitfulness of time. What do I mean by this? The deceitfulness of time. Yesterday I was a young man. I was a popular conference speaker. I spoke at conferences all over this country and out of this country. I was always the youngest preacher on the program. The others were old enough to be my father. Today, I'm an old man, largely forgotten, greatly limited, but finding fulfillment in that work that God has ordained for me. Time will deceive you. You will not always be young. You will not always have this abounding energy. You will settle down eventually to the rigors of life. Do not forget God. He is the only one that can evaluate your life. Listen to the world's philosophy. Quote, youth for pleasure, age for business, old age for religion. Man in this modern society has no time for religion. Marriage, family, career, success, and then in old age, reevaluating through your marriage, through your children, through your grandchildren, you see the emptiness and the futility of life, and then you want religion on your deathbed. That's the philosophy of the world. The world looks only to the ultimate. And what is the world's ultimate? Retirement. We're one of the few generations that's ever experienced the possibility of retirement. Not usefulness, but retirement. And after that, death. And this modern age cannot consider the reality of death. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That is the futility of the world's philosophy. I learned a rhyme many years ago, 50-some years ago now. I repeat it this morning because it deals with the deceitfulness of time. When as a babe I laughed and wept, time crept. When as a boy I played and talked, time walked. When I became a man, time ran. And soon I'll find in traveling on, time gone. Time seems to move more rapidly the older we get. Do not give God the dregs of your life. Do not attempt to. There is so much to do, so much to accomplish in life. We go in one direction. We go in another direction. Then as we get older, we reevaluate. And we see that most of these things are transitory and futile. Look now at the text and the metaphors. Verse 1, the trials of life. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Verse 2, the emotional upheavals of life. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. Verse 3, the physical body. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, the hands, no longer strong, no longer able to do the work, they tremble. And the strong men shall bow themselves, the legs, not as strong as they were, the effects of old age. And the grinders cease because they are few, losing one's teeth. Limited in diet, no longer the great steak eater, no longer enjoying rich food. The grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, eyesight begins to fail and fade. Verse 4, the ears, the sleeplessness, the loss of enjoyment, and the doors shall be shut in the streets. When the sound of the grinding is low, he shall rise up at the voice of a bird. Sleeplessness. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low, unable to enjoy the things we once enjoyed. David returns to Jerusalem after his fleeing from his son Absalom, in exile, in fear of his life and those of his family because of Absalom's rebellion. An old chieftain cared for him and returned him to Jerusalem. His name was Barzillai. David said, "Come, Barzillai, spend the rest of your life in Jerusalem. Sit at my table, enjoy the king's meat. There'll be celebrations every day in the king's court." And the king said unto Barzillai, "Come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem." And Barzillai said unto the king, "How long have I to live, that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto the Lord the king?" Yes, those times will come, should you live long enough. Everything that meant the most to you in life is transitory and will pass away. This is simply life in a fallen, sinful world. Do not be deceived by time, for it will soon pass. Verse 5, the fear of heights, the fear of dangers, gray hair, physical weakness, lack of desire, death, funeral, and return to dust. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high. That time will come. You will not be able to do what you once did. Not be able to climb a ladder. Not be able to keep your balance. And fear shall be in the way. Oh, the young man walks down the sidewalk. He won't step aside for anyone. I know what it is. I step aside for everybody now. I don't want someone to push me down. I don't want to fall. A few years ago, I didn't step aside for anybody. Now I step aside for everyone. And the almond tree shall flourish. We see it here in the state of California. The almond tree is the first tree to bud and have blossoms. Before springtime, in winter, late January, early February, the gray hair. The hair turns gray, the hair turns white. And the grasshopper shall be a burden. This refers to the locust. It may be that our strength is gone and we can't pick anything that is heavy. The strength is gone. It's in the past. Or it may refer to the sluggish movements of the locust as it crawls along the ground. Everything is slow. Everything is painful. Desire shall fail. So reads the Hebrew text. The strange reading of the Septuagint I must comment upon. The copperberry shall prove futile. Copperberry. It was a berry that men took for an aphrodisiac. Won't do any good. Oh, the potency of manhood, long gone now. The thing that motivated us to find a wife, to have children, to have a family, to find pleasure, gone, past, never to be reclaimed. Do not be deceived by the sudden flow of time. I grew up without a television. I grew up before the days of television. I was a boy during World War II. We had a radio. We had the newspaper. And on Saturday, I would dress up, or my mother would dress me in my military uniform or my sailor's uniform, and we would go to the movie theater and watch Time Marches On. It's the only thing we had to get the latest news, the newsreels. A bygone era. of some 70 years ago and more now. My friends, time marches on. No, you don't watch newsreels. No, you have television. You have the internet. You get news three or four times a day. You have your smartphones. But time marches on. Now, man goeth to his eternal home. His eternal home. For the believer, he will return to God and fully realize the reason that God created him. He will be in the loving embrace of his Father. The ungodly that gave their lives over to transitory pursuits into perdition and eternal punishment. And the mourners go about the streets, the funeral, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel breaks and falls into the cistern. Irreparable. All over. It's gone. And verse 7, then shall dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. We are all going back to God and judgment. I can remember many years ago, my father was in his prime, cutting firewood for a living. I was in my late teenage years, out in the garage with my barbells, pumping iron, sweating, trying to build myself and gather all the strength I could. My dad would always come in, set his chainsaw down, look at me, and he would say this, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past, and only what's done for Christ will last." I grew to hate that expression. I anticipated when I heard his truck drive up in the driveway, and he came into the garage. I knew what he was going to say. I must say that after God converted me, I had no argument. I understood, and I could rejoice in what he said. And now, a look inward. Verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Now, Solomon throughout the book has shown the transitoriness and the futility of human life under the sun. Now he gives the great correction. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of man. The word duty is italicized. It's not in the text. The whole of man, the completeness of man, is to fear God and keep His word, keep His commandments. That is not an empty life. That is a full life. That is a fruitful life. That is a blessed life. That is a glorious life. And it brings with it eternal rewards. Life does not end it all. There is a day of judgment, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So enjoy your youth. Enjoy your education. Strive to fulfill your potential. Do what you can, but remember God, because there is a time of judgment. And for you as a believer, it will be a time of glory and blessing and ultimate fulfillment. But if you've given your life over to transitory things and you have not remembered God and made peace with Him, the judgment will be awful and it will be final. Remember, the Spirit goes back to God who gave it. Yes, all of us will meet God one day. And our eternal destiny will have been determined. Will you meet God in the fullness of joy and anticipation, or will you meet Him as the awful judge for eternity? Enjoy what God has given you. Enjoy your pursuits. Enjoy your achievements. Rejoice in these things. May you do well. May you prosper. But may you remember God. That is the great imperative, because there is a day of judgment. And it should be for you a day of reward and blessing. A word to graduates. Look alive. Rejoice. And remember thy Creator, the days of thy youth. Father, bless, we pray, these words. Glorify yourself in and through them. We pray for the conversion of everyone in our congregation, our family members, visitors, everyone. Oh, Lord God, as this message goes out over sermon audio, perhaps around the world, we pray that many might be awakened and quickened, and might they be delivered from the utter futility of a transitory life that does not look beyond retirement. Bless, we ask, through Jesus we pray. Amen.